EMS.
16 man on 90.
I want a complete report from you on your best judgment sometime before the day's over on this Camelot project and Ralph Duncan and what he did about it and who got this stuff out to the Army and State Department fighting about it. And they've demanded an investigation now. It's the Civil Rights Committee and McCarthy has. And I asked Ruskin and McNamara to go see if Fulbright and Dean McCarthy quit investigating this and tell them what the story is. But I don't know why Ralph Duncan's getting it out in the paper and why it's getting published and what the story is. Give me a memo on it so I can understand it. That's right. Now on the Pakistan-Indian thing, I thought last night that it might be, you see it's paying off of IOOP, you saw the morning paper. My judgment is that will be accurate. My judgment is when he finds out that there's no go, I don't think he's going to go all the way with the other people. I've had long visits with him, and I think I know him that well, but maybe others know I look better in the State Department. I don't think so.
May I check the one ID that we're talking about in the other one now? You're about to ask George Woods to send a document and say that his finances get over here forthwith. I have to be here for 3 or 4 days. And it's urgent because it isn't at all certain that the consortium meeting will be held on July 27th as planned.
What I would do,
that would be the first notice he had.
What I would do is have my ambassador go in and say to Ivan and say to Shastri that we think that it would be a little, we think it'd be advisable. Y'all can try this in the paper if you want to, but we think it would be advisable for us to ask quietly for a delay in the consortium meeting of July, because one, we have got problems that have been created by these visits and so on and so forth. Two, we have problems in the Congress. We haven't even started on our appropriation yet, so this president's not going to make any commitments. I want you to know plenty of time, ahead of time. We rather think it would be better to postpone this another 60 or 90 days and see what the reaction is routinely without us getting upset here in Washington, but doing it out there. I don't want to have any of my people participating in making maybe commitments until I get that bill signed, sealed, and delivered, because I got beat yesterday 61-31 in the Senate. Something that I voted out in the committee 11-6, and I had Dirksen, the leader, helping me, and I think I could get no bill at all. So I think it would justified to be consistent to say to our ambassador, which I can dictate the telegram to y'all, can't get it out, just say, McConaughey, please call on IOOP and tell him that it is the feeling of our government that in the light of the delay in our authorization, the light of the fact our appropriation hadn't even been discussed, can't be until after the authorization gets through, and in light of the uncertainty of any appropriation, and in light of the fact the president feels that he shouldn't act until this, and in light of the fact that we have troubles anyway on account of the misunderstandings that have arisen, we just think that in the interest of all of us, this ought to be postponed beyond July 27th, and probably sent for September 27th. Say the same to both of them, and then do it courteously, carefully. I think that would be well. Instead of sending a wire out of Washington, I just let them go in and talk about it and explain it.
Well, we can do that. We were going to say essentially that.
That's what I'd do.
Through George Woods. In a way, he's likely to be, you know, he put up a pretty tough story. You're speaking with a heavier voice, I think, to George, because he is the chairman of this consortium and also...
Well, if he'll say what I've said to you and you won't say it through him by wire, all right. My own feeling is that I would be affected more if If Nehru came in and sat down and started talking to me like I'm talking, I would...
He could do it.
I would serve notice, but I don't want to debate with you about it. I told you the other day how I felt. And if y'all want Woods, why, the State Department and... You do it whichever way, if that's what I would do it both ways, and I'd have the ambassador notify him first. Then I'd have Woods send it, and you be sure that Woods gets everything in his telegram and lets us see it before he sends it. Because I'm not going to... We handled India and Pakistan according to the way the State Department wanted them handled in their notifications, and they screwed it up pretty well.
I can tell you one thing, Mr. President. We've got everybody turned around here on the way you want India and Pakistan
get your message out today so they have plenty of room. That was the delay before, you know. Rusk held it up for 2 or 3 weeks because Ayoub was going somewhere. And then he got to Russia and he didn't want to notify him then. Then he went overseas and we couldn't notify him till he got back. Then he asked that I wait till he, Rusk, got back. And when he got back, I say, but when Rusk got back, then we finally notified him about the visit. Then they got mad because they didn't have enough notice. If it had gone on when I asked them to. They wouldn't have had anything. They'd had plenty of damn notice and had plenty of explanation. But we just pussyfooted, procrastinated.
It would be 60 days from July 27th to September 27th.
I would say that that would be the date, September or October. We think we'll get a bill by then. We think that Congress will probably get out of here by Labor Day. But the first thing I'd say that we have policies that may require a substantial change in existing policies. That's number one. That'd be the predicate.
You lay it principally on the Congress.
Well, no. I'd say that the first thing I'd do is a predicate in the light of the developments attendant to these visits. And the problems that the and the views that the that President Johnson has, we are carefully examining what our policy may be in the future in connection with our relations between these two nations. We have to do that, and in that connection, the president's not going to act until he gets his authorization, and he's not going to act until he gets his appropriation. He can't actually get those two, and when he does, it's going to be very likely a complete revision and a new policy that will require some negotiations, and therefore we don't think that they ought to expect to start into it July 27th. And we prefer September 27th or October
27th. Right, let me make just one minor
Yes.
Don't mention the visit by name. Let's buzz it. Let's say it in light of certain other problems.
All right, that's right. Yeah, I don't want to force him to take any money that he hadn't got time to come get.
I got some money. All right.